I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today's piece comes from Doug Doyle.
The Crossroads Theater Company in New Brunswick is presenting the classic play Sizwe Bonzi is Dead, set in South Africa during the apartheid era. One man's death becomes another salvation in this indictment of the apartheid system, which lasted through the 1990s. Sizwe Bonzi is Dead was written by South African playwright Athol Fugard in collaboration with Dr. John Connie and Winston Nishona. Both actors and playwrights, Connie and Nishona, received Tony Awards in 1975 for their starring roles in the play's Broadway production.
This is your only chance.
I still say no, Wood.
What's it mean, Wood?
That Miss Sizwe Bonzi
is dead.
I'm not dead, Wood.
Look, my brother, let us burn this book. Sizwe Bonzi will disappear off the face of the earth.
And that man we left in the street, Wood?
Tomorrow the policeman will find the dead man, check his pockets, they won't find the passbook. 3 days in a public mortuary, no identification, papa's burial, case closed.
The Crossroads production marks the 50th anniversary of this play, with John Connie as the last remaining member of the writing team. Connie's son, Atanwa, is one of the stars of the show.
To have the opportunity to revive it again today at the Crossroads Theater, which is sort of the pioneering theater when it comes to Black stories and the diasporic Black storytelling. It's such an honor. It really is such an honor. And it just seems like something that is just that was destined to be. This was the beauty of the Kani, Njona, and Fugard writing. We don't focus on apartheid. We focus on a human being that is in the midst of this world that is going through the trials and tribulations and these unbreakable, unstoppable, nonsensical rules of apartheid and how that affects that man. So it's a story of this man, Sizwe Bonzi, really, who happens to live in apartheid. And because this human being and is a Black man, there are moments. There are moments of lightness and laughter. We can laugh at each other because all we've done is cry thus far.
Both Atanwa and co-star Kelsey Watson are thrilled to be working with acclaimed director Ricardo Khan.
I've worked with Ricardo before when we did Fences in South Africa, August Wilson's play. And he's such an amazing, amazing director. He's an actor's director. He understands exactly what he's requesting of the artist.
No, we get to explore. We get to have fun. We kind of have our own intuitions about our character's journey when storytelling. But Ricardo really has helped us like fine-tune moments in there. And we're continuing to find more of these moments in the play. It's very poignant to not only us, but we think to the audience members when they see the final production.
Crossroads Theater Company's production of Sizwe Bonzi is Dead runs through June 14th at the New Brunswick Performing Arts Center. You can see my entire conversation with Atanwa Connie and Kelsey Watson on the WBGO YouTube channel. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.